Back now on The Drive, as we talked about earlier today with Congressman Mike Thompson, the Trump administration and the U.S. Department of Commerce making a major investment into Sonoma County. Congressman Thompson, Congressman Huffman, along with a representative of the Commerce Department, here announcing that the Sonoma County Community College District will receive a $7.1 million investment to help construct the North Bay Regional Construction and Building Trades Employment Training Center on the Santa Rosa Junior College Petaluma campus. This is to help to find people to help go into the trades and construction to help in the rebuild process here after the 2017 fires in particular. This grant will also be matched with $1 million in local investment as well. Joining us now is U.S. Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Economic Development, Dr. John Fleming. So, appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us here. Some big announcements this morning in Santa Rosa. Let's start off specifically with Sonoma County, $7.1 million being invested into the Santa Rosa Junior College. Talk a little bit about what this project is and how it came about.
Well, as everyone in Northern California knows, Sonoma County has been hit hard with wildfires. And, of course, as a representative, as leader of the Economic Development Administration, I'm not involved in emergency preparedness or emergency response, but we do have a duty to assist when it comes to the rebuilding period, redevelopment, economic, of course, development. And as a result, in the rebuilding effort, Sonoma County, like many, have a tremendous shortage of skilled workers who can be involved in the rebuilding of the Sonoma County area, Northern California altogether. And as a result, application was made under the Disaster Recovery Act of 2017 to assist, and application was made to Economic Development Administration, and we found that this would be a great project to help the area to invest $7.1 million to provide this training center where young adults can be trained up in the trades and in skill sets so they can be a big part of the economic recovery of the Sonoma County area.
I think something like this is so important because, I mean, immediately after a disaster, you get, you know, so many donations and people stepping in to help. But it's sort of the phase two and three in the years after when people aren't necessarily looking. It's not quite getting the national spotlight that it was at the time. Is that sort of where your department comes in helping fund projects like that to sort of keep that process moving?
Yes, as I mentioned before, we're not in the first wave. We're not direct disaster recovery. That's comes along the line of FEMA, sometimes the National Guard, and so forth. But we often embed early on and work side by side FEMA, so that when decisions have to be made about strategic investments close to the need of economic development, that's when we come in. And so our focus is purely on building a workforce, creating good jobs, and incentivizing the private sector to invest its dollars to create and grow businesses that will provide goods and services to people in that area.
Now, you mentioned the private sector. There's an additional $1 million match of local investment. Is that something that's coming from the private sector? Is that local government? How does that play into it?
Well, yes. That $1 million is a match from a nonprofit. Then, after doing these things, it removes some of the obstacles necessary for the private sector to invest. So what we would expect would be tens of millions of dollars, maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars of private investment as a result of some of the solutions that we bring into the picture.
Speaking with United States Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Economic Development in the Trump administration, Dr. John Fleming, talking about a major investment to Sonoma County today. For a training center like this, is this specifically a Sonoma County issue? Do you see this in California? Do you see it nationwide with the shortage of workers? Or is this tied directly to the fires here?
It's really a problem across the country, but it's more acute where there's been disasters because there's such a demand for construction and reconstruction. So, for instance, we made a similar grant a few months ago into the panhandle of Florida that was devastated by hurricanes. There they had a shortage of skills, particularly in the advanced welding area. And so we paid for a facility there that got just going to get welding workforce development up and going here very soon.
Okay. And now also the town of Paradise will also receive some money, $300,000. What's that money being going toward, and how will that work?
Well, that money is to pay the salary of a disaster coordinator, person who will be working. Paradise was devastated by fires. And they need somebody who can coordinate the various needs, write grants, kind of put it all together. And so that's the purpose of that grant, $300,000. It's being matched locally with $75,000.
Right. Now, where does the process move from here? Is there any kind of follow-up from your department kind of as the process goes along, or is it kind of a one-time investment?
Well, we track this, and we'll track it for years. We track and measure. We get, on average, EDA, it's $15 of private investment for every dollar that we invest of federal taxpayer money. So we will, for the life of the project, we will be analyzing it at least for 10 years. But also, because we have an economic development representative who actually lives in the area but who works out of Seattle, which is where our regional office is, we'll be tracking other needs that may come up, and there could be other applications that come our way.
Excellent. Well, it will be a major positive impact to Sonoma County, and I'm sure a lot of people will want to get involved with this. Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Economic Development, Dr. John Fleming, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.